think by now you realize that I'm not really talking about practical vinyanam in the step-by-step process of being mashpia. I'm not in the field of education or teaching, or I didn't major in hashpah or anything like that. I'm trying to work in the pnimiyas for, in conversations with the B'nai Torah, series of B'nai Torah. And that's what this is all about. For practical guidance, which you all need, that's something you should seek from people who are experienced in that. And if I could help anybody individually, one-on-one, I'm certainly available and happy to do that in any way. A few weeks ago, when we last met, we were talking about the sugya of finding that balance between going out and remaining in. On the one hand, the Torah says, "Men amikdash lo yetze," and that in order to be a serious Rav, Rabbi, Mashpia, in any context, a person has to be able to continue throughout living in that private, personal mikdash, both in terms of his own Liman HaTorah, his own Avod and Ruchnius. I think you remember last time we were learning a Torah, it was Parshas Vayetze back then, and we were talking about how the Medrash tells us that before Yaakov Avinu's light could begin to shine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed a wall between Yaakov Avinu and the entire world. And Hashem Yisbarach said, "Kibu es ha-panos en shani mevakesh ladaber im ohavi bitzina." Hashem said, "Extinguish all of the candles, all of the lights. Turn off all the lights. I want to speak im ahuvi. I want to speak shkai. Thank you, Hashem. I want to speak with my beloved. I want to speak with my beloved bitzina in a very intimate and personal and private way." That means that before Yaakov Avinu can function as the Shemesh, because remember Yaakov Avinu is compared to the sun, Kivah HaShemesh, Chazal says Yaakov Avinu in the dream of Yosef HaTzadik, Yaakov Avinu is the sun that is supposed to radiate warmth, the sun that's supposed to be, that is the Mashpia. Then in order for that to happen, Yaakov Avinu first has to spend time Bitzina with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Hashem placed a wall, Vayivka b'mokam, Hashem placed a wall between Yaakov Avinu and the rest of the world. Kiva HaShemesh, in order for the sun to shine, in order to influence others, one has to be able to have his own personal mikdash. And on some level, he never leaves that mikdash. He goes, Rotzav Hashov, he goes in and out of the mikdash, but he has to have that mikdash to return to. So, we're going to learn more about that in some of the makaras that you have from the Shalach Kodesh, Rav Kook and Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap. But I wanted to discuss that in the context of where we're holding right now in Parshas Vayigash and Chanukah. So Cheshik could talk about Chanukah, so I'll find any excuse to do that. And I hope you'll forgive me. But it's the sugi that we're learning is very much connected to it. Vayigash Elav Yehuda, this encounter, this meeting between Yosef and Yehuda, Chazal described by bringing the pasuk in Tilmim Perek Mem Ches, "Ki hine hamalochem noyadu, ovru yachdav." Yosef and Yehuda are identified as kings. "Ki hine hamalochem noyadu," the kings assembled together, "ovru yachdav." And Chazal say, "Ki hine hamalochem ze Yehuda v'Yosef." Yehuda, of course, is the melech of the Shvatim. He's the melech of Shiftei Kar, the Shvatim. And Yosef is the melech in Mitzrayim. What's interesting is that if you look in that capital of Tehillim, which we're familiar with, when you look afterwards in the capital of Tehillim in Perek Mem Ches, the capital is talking about Yerushalayim. Godel Hashem u'mehul ha'moed bi'ir le'elokeinu har kodshoi. Godel Hashem in Yerushalayim. Yifei nof mesos kol ha'aretz. The Yerushalayim is the beauty of all existence. It's the most beautiful city in the world. And it's after that that Dovid HaMelech says, "Ki hine hamalachem noyadu avru yachdav." This encounter of Vayigash Elav Yehuda, of Yehuda approaching and meeting Yosef HaTzadik. So the Mishnah, there's a Mishnah in Avos in the second parak that you also all know. Eizu hi derech yishara shi'av aloi ha'adam. And you're at that stage in life. Eizu hi derech yishara, what is the path that a person should choose for himself? Eizu hi derech yishara, that a person should clarify is his derech. Eizu hi derech yishara shi'av aloi ha'adam. Kol shi teferes lo iseha fi teferes lo imen ha'adam. The path that one chooses should be teferes lo iseha, should be one that brings teferes, splendor and glory for himself. V'tiferes loyman ha'odim, from others. When we look in the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Mori Naim, Kedushas Levi, many of the Svarim, Kushin Samagid, the Tzaddikim talk about this, and explain that they're basically two mahalchim in Avodas Hashem. There is a way in Avodas Hashem where a person's avoda is beino levein Hashem, where, for the most part, this person is not inclined to the outside. He's not driven to be mashpia to others, to teach, to give to others from what he has. This is called tiferes le'oseha. This person's way, it's his personality, it's his way in life, is to live in that mikdash with Hashem, and the ikur of his focus in his avodas Hashem is that it is always in that way. That's called tiferes la'oseha, his own personal growth, his own personal tiferes. That's one way. Then the Mishnah is telling us that there's a second path that's called tiferes la'iman ha'adam. Tiferes la'iman ha'adam means that there's the nature of a person who is inclined to go out into the world and to change the world. Tiferes la'iman ha'adam. Not because of his ego, but because he views that as his responsibility, as his mission and his calling in life, and that's called Tiferes Leiman Ha'adam. And the Svarim say that this is the side of Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sogel Ha'aretz. Yismuchu Hashemayim means that there's a way of Avodas Hashem that's called Shemayim, where the person's focus is only between himself and Shemayim, and there's another Mahalach and Avodas Hashem that's called V'Sogel Ha'aretz. There is that person whose main focus is on bringing joy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his relationship with Hashem, Yismuchu Hashemayim. And there's the other type who is very, very concerned with V'Sogel Ha'aretz. This, of course, goes back to the conflict that Yaakov Avinu was experiencing, that he envisioned in the Cholam of the Sulam, which is Mutzav Aretzav, Reisha Megi Hashemayim. Yaakov received both Drachim in Avodas Hashem. From Yitzchak Avinu, we received that way that's more introverted, that's Yismuchu Hashemayim. Yitzchak Avinu, of course, is the part of the latter that's Reisha Megi Hashemayim. That's the way of Yitzchak Avinu. I don't have to explain that. That's the way of Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak is more removed from the world. He's lived in his own world. Yismuchu Hashemayim. Mashenekein de Zayde, the grandfather of Avram Avinu's Mahalach, was V'Sogel Ha'aretz. Avram Avinu's way is HaNefesh HaShem Osa B'Charen, was to go out to the world. V'Yikra Sham B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam, was to bring the Bari Olam to the entire world. Yitzchak Avinu's way was not that way. We're not going to the sugya of what happened to the Geirim of Avram Avinu by Yitzchak Avinu, because there was such a thing of Eretz Megurei Aviv, and what took place, what happened with Yitzchak, what was the nature of Yitzchak's outreach work. We're not going to go into that right now. But it's clear to anybody who has the most basic understanding of Chumash, the Yitzchak Avinu lived in the Mikdash. When I Mikdash lo yetze. That was the way of Yitzchak Avinu. The way of Avram Avinu was yetze v'yetze, was to continuously go out. Haloich v'nasaya, hanegba. Avram Avinu was always on the move. And v'yikva sham b'shem Hashem kel olam. So Yaakov Avinu was stuck on that ladder of sulam mutzav aretz of Yerushalayim megi Hashemayim, and the question, of course, was to identify himself. Yaakov's midas teferes, and the question is teferes lo'iseha or teferes lo'min ha'adam. What is the ikur mahalach going to be with Yaakov Avinu? Is it going to be the way of his father Yitzchak, where is min hamikdash le'yetzei, where the inyan is not to be mashpia. If there's going to be any hashpa, it's going to be more those who are going to come to you to be your close talmidim. Or is the way, is the path, the way of Avraham Avinu of the Sagel Haaretz to bring the Or of Hashem to the entire world, to reach out to the entire world? What is the Ikkar? This conflict would continue on with Yehuda and Yosef. And again, there's no richus here. This is something which is found in Reb Tzadik and Shem Yishmol, this from Akadashim, in discussing by Yigash Elav Yehuda, this meeting that took place, Kihine HaMalachim Noyadu, in all of this form, Sfas Emes, Shem Yishmol, Reb Tzadik, all this form, we're talking about two distinct paths in Avodas Hashem. Each of the tzaddikim has a different way of discussing, in his own signum, his own way, his own style of discussing the machloikis between Yosef and Yehuda. But the Gemara says Beferish. In sight of the Flamed Vav, the Gemara says Beferish, Yosef Shekidei Shem Shemaim B'Seisim. That Yosef is Mekadei Shem Shemaim in a very private, personal way. It was B'Seisim. What happened with Eishes Potiphar was B'Seisim. Yosef Shekidei Shemaim B'Seisim, Hesifah Lov Ois Ach Mishma Shekosh Baruch. Yehuda Shekidei Shem Shemaim B'Farhesiyah. Nikra Kulay Al Shemaim Shekosh Baruch, Yehuda's name has the Shem Havaya. Yismuchu Hashemayim v'Sogei Haloritz is the Shem Havayah. Yud Kevavke, Yismuchu, Yud Hashemayim v'Sogei Haloritz is the Shem Havayah. Yehuda's Mekadei Shem Shemayim b'Farhesia, and therefore his name is Kuloi Al Shem Hashem, he has the Shem Havayah in his name. Now even though, I'm sure some of you have learned, and you know, that in the Zohar Kodesh, Lei Menuz Alma Diskasi is the world of concealment. And Rochli Menuz the Alma Disgalia, and how that stims, how that fits with what we're learning now, I'm not going to go into right now. There's an overlapping. There's an interfacing of those two worlds. It's not for now. But here the Gemara says Beferish. It's Beferish in the Gemara. That Yosef Kidei Shemaim, Shem Shemaim B'Seisa. Yosef is Mekadei Shem Shemaim. His way of being Mekadei Shem Shemaim is B'Seisa. Hidden, concealed, internal, indoors. Yehuda's way is to be Mekadei Shem Shemaim B'Farhesia. Once again, we see these two drachim, the two ways of Teferis Lo'Eseha. Teferis Lo'Eseha, the Ikku we see is Yosef HaTzadik. That was Mekadei Shem Shemaim B'Seiser, privately, personally, in his relationship with the Bari Olam. And Yehuda, the Gemara says, Shekidei Shem Shemaim B'Farhesia. The way of Yehuda is B'Farhesia. It should be clear that even the one who is Mekadei Shem Shemaim Bitzina has an effect, of course, on everything that's happening in the world. A tzaddik who's sitting someplace in his basement doing his avodah, that's certainly mashpia on the entire, on all of creation, not just this world, but on all the olamos. That's clear. But the ikke mahalach in avodah of Yosef HaTzadik is B'Seisa. And the ikke inyan of Yehuda, the Gemara says, is B'Farhesia. Yosef HaTzadik was in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is Ervas Haaretz, and Yosef HaTzadik concealed himself, disguised himself, and in his own way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he closed himself in. And he surrounded himself in that crazy world that he was in Mitzrayim. He surrounded himself with Kedusha, Yosef HaTzadik. When Mashiach in Mitzrayim will come, now we have, of course, trained Mashiach, the two Mashiachs, Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. The Iker, the ultimate Iker, his galus of Mashiach ben David, is v'nigla kvayt Hashem v'ro kol basa yachtav ki shem Hashem, ki pi Hashem diber. In other words, ultimately what's going to happen is that the malchus of Mashiach ben David, when the world is ready, and it needs to be prepared through Mashiach ben Yosef, as we were learning last time, that there needs to be that time bitzina with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the ultimate tachlis of the world is v'ro kol bosa yachtav, that v'ro kol bosa yachtav ki pi Hashem diber v'nigla kvayt Hashem. Mashiach ben David is Rosh kol hamadarim. So at the end, there's going to be Yismucho Hashemayim V'Sogel Ha'aretz. But by way of coming there, of reaching that point, there's Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. There's the way that's called Kidei Shemayim, Shem Shemayim, Kidei Shemayim B'Tzina, which is the way of Yosef HaTzadik, which is Menamigdash Lo Yetzei, which the Shoresh of which is in Yitzchak Avinu, who remained separate and apart from the world, while Yosef HaTzadik was the Mashbir. But Yosef HaTzadik, in other words, he was the one that was providing. He was very much a public figure in Mitzrayim. But of course, the essence of the person was Tzofnas Panech, that Yosef HaTzadik was living a secret life. He was living a secret life, and that life, Betzina, was the life of Yosef HaTzadik, Tzadik Yisod Olam. And the world did not know who Yosef was. Even his brothers, Vehem Lo Hikiru, even his brothers couldn't recognize who he was. He was hidden, and he was to himself. Ultimately, Yiddishkeit is going to move beyond the Bate Knesias and the Bate Midrashas. Yosef HaTzadik would be happy if Jews snuggled into the shuls and the yeshivas and the communities and remained enclosed in that world of being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim B'tzina. But the Tachlis, of course, ultimately the Tachlis is Yehuda, which is the Shem Havaya, which is both Yismucho Shemayim B'Sogel Ha'aretz. We need both Mashiachs to come to that point where the world will be ready for that time of a Nigla Kvayd Hashem. Now here, as far as Chanukah is concerned, there's a beautiful Torah from Rav Kook, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Rav Kook is explaining the Gemara in Shabbos, the sugi of Chanukah, on Chaf Aleph. Ne'er Chanukah mitzvah l'hanicha al Pesach beis ami b'chutz. In Chanukah, the mitzvah is l'hanich al Pesach beis ami b'chutz. The chadchila, the mitzvah is to put the Chanukah candles mi Pesach beisai al Pesach beisai mi b'chutz. That the Chanukah candles belong outside of the home, outside to illuminate the entire world, to shine out to the world. Pesuminisa to be mefarasim the neis. Here we're talking about clearly. We're talking about fahesia to be mefarasim the Shem Hashem. Outside, the Gemara says, "B'shas ha'sakone." However, b'shas ha'sakone, at a time of danger, menicha al shulchanoi v'dayoi. You can put it all the way inside. Close the blinds, close the shades, lock the door, and you put the menorah al shulchanoi v'dayoi on the table. V'dayoi. Thus is thus. You put the menorah al shulchanoi v'dayoi. The way Rav Kook understands this Gemara is the Gemara is talking about these two mahalchim in Avodas Hashem, Teferes La'Isera, Teferes La'Imen Ha'odem. Yitzchak Avinu, Avraham Avinu. Yosef HaTzadik, and Yehuda. Betzinah, Befahesia. And Rav Kook explains that it used to be that when we were in Eretz Yisrael, and it used to be that when we had Kvayd Hashem was Nigla, as much as is possible in this world before Mashiach comes. It used to be that the Seder was Mitzvah Anicha al Pesach Beisai Mibachutz. It's not enough to illuminate our homes. It's not enough for a person to live in the Mikdash with Hashem. It's not enough for Talmud Chochem to sit his entire life inside the Beis HaMedrash. L'chadchila, the Ratzon of Hashem was menichai al Pesach beisai mibachutz, is that we should be mashpia, we should change the entire world, that the light of Chanukah should move and radiate to the entire world and change the entire world, and that a Jew should not remain indoors. The tachlis is to, of course, spend that time bitzina in your home, but then to move beyond that mi Pesach beisai mibachutz, and the Jew has to shine outside as well, not just inside, but to bring the Or of Hashem to the outside world, which is the Inyan of Yehuda, to go out to the Rishus HaRabim, and to be Hameya La'aretz, L'ador Malah, to be such a person that causes the light of Hashem to spread throughout the entire world. However, Rav Kook explains, what happened to us in Golus is called B'Shas HaSakon. Golus is called B'Shas HaSakon, a time of danger. B'Shas HaSakon. The Anhaga of Golus, Rav Kook explains, the Ikar Anhaga of Golus is the way of Yosef HaTzadik. That's what happened to us over the years. It's not L'chadchila. But Yehuda was pretty much, the way of Yehuda was pretty much put on the side. And because of our existence in Golus, we had to retreat indoors. We had to take the menorah indoors. B'shas ha-sakana, menicha al-shulchanoi v'dayoi. Menicha al-shulchanoi v'dayoi means that we were no longer able, we were no longer in a position during the long years of Golus, we were no longer in a position to actively participate in the outside world, to bring the Or of Hashem to the outside, because of the hatred, the animosity, because of the rift that existed between us and the rest of the world. As a result of that, even though we were mashpi in the entire world, all of Western civilization, there's no question, and even a significant part of Eastern civilization is under the hashpah of Klal Yisrael. But that hashpah did not take place by means of our actually going out into the world. It was b'shas ha-sakana menichai al shulchan v'dayo, that somehow, that by us being who we have to be, indoors, inside, hidden, b'tzinna, and to be mekadei shem shemayim b'seiseh, u'b'tzinna, that somehow the light of Hashem was able to be mashpia on the rest of the world. But the tachlis is not, that's not the tachlis. That's, Rav Kook says, is the anhaga of Golus. Golus is called b'shas ha-sakana. B'shas ha-sakana. And b'shas ha-sakana, the ikir is, the ikir mahalach is Yosef HaTzadik. And Yosef HaTzadik means close the door, lock the door, close the curtains, and to try to protect our children from the hashpah of the outside world. The Sfasem says a meridic thing. Kedarko, he says it in two or three words. The Sfasem says that the halacha, which is Medina de Gemara, the halacha lechachila, that near Chanukah mitzvah hanicha al Pesach beisam yibachutz, to put the Chanukah candles outside, he said, we're still mekayim that. We're still mekayim that. The only thing is, Sfasem says that nowadays, inside the home has a din of bachutz. That's the Sfasem says. Inside the house has a din of bachutz. Why? What the Sfasemis is saying is the chutz has infiltrated so much into our lives, has entered into the Jewish home to such a degree, that if we're able to be mefarsim the nes of Chanukah to our wives and to our children, and if we're able to be mefarsim the nes of Chanukah even to our guf, the Sfasemis says, even to ourselves, that's called already mibachutz. The bifnim is no longer bifnim. The bifnim that we're living in now is called mibachutz. Probably every one of you, almost every one of you, is carrying around one of these. If you have one of these instruments, it's not possible that you're called bifnim. That's a joke. You're not living bifnim. You could lock yourself in a vault, but as long as you have that tchotchke, you're bachutz. You're totally out there. As long as you have that tchotchke, you're living a life that's called bachutz. That's really b'shas ha-sakana. The reality of Golus has been, what the Sfasemis and Rav Kook are saying, is that the reality of Golus has been such that the menorah had to be taken indoors because the sakana of outdoors is so frightening, it's such a pachad. Not only that the outside world is not receptive to us, but the outside world, the hashpah of the outside world, is so threatening that we had to shift our entire light of Chanukah to the indoors. But the Sfasemis is saying is not to worry, because indoors, the Jewish home indoors is nowadays called outdoors. Our children have all been very much exposed to the outdoors. I don't mean the tennis court. I mean Manhattan. So because of that exposure, even indoors nowadays is called Pesach Beis and Mebuchutz. They're no longer four walls. The walls have been ripped open, been torn away, and everything is now Mebuchutz. However, Rav Kook explains that that's not the tachlis of our existence. The tachlis is Yismuchu Hashemayim v'sogel ha'aretz, Tiferes lo yiseh, v'tiferes lo min ha'odam. What the Bar Olam wants is that a person, the mashpia, the one who wants to teach, the one who wants to be a rebbe, to be a rav, even to be a parent, that there's no question that he has to spend that time, like Yaakov Avinu was told by Hashem, there's a wall between you and the world. You come right now indoors with me. You have to spend this time learning and growing. All the lights have to be extinguished. Right now, your job is not to shine to the world. Your job is to be with me, b'tzinnah. And therefore, Hashem said, turn out all of the lights and come into this private world of the Mikdash with me. This time that you're spending in yeshiva, as we spoke about a few weeks ago, the time that you're learning, and even while you're a rav, or while you're a rabbi, or while you're involved in Kiruv, you better have that place that's called Yismecho HaShemayim to return to retreat to. You have to understand that we're living, it's B'shas HaSakana. B'shas HaSakana is Menicha al Shulchan HaVedayah. But the Vedayo was not meant Chalila as a way of crippling, of handicapping a person that he shouldn't be able to be Mashpia. There's a responsibility of Teferis Light Min HaAdam. And the Tachlis is Mashiach Ben David, is the ultimate Tachlis of Visogel HaAretz. But there has to be a Yismuch HaShemayim in order that there be a Visogel HaAretz. Now, why is it that this meeting takes place in the context of Yerushalayim? That it says over there in Tehillim first, God Hashem Ulam Ma'ayd Bilukeinu Hakadosh Yifei Noif Misois Kolaris, because all of you know that even the Mokum Hamikdash itself, Yerushalayim and the Mokum Hamikdash, is caught up in this conflict between the two ways. So even though the territory of Yerushalayim is of course part of Yehuda, but you know that there is a Ritzua, the Ritzua of Binyamin, that sliver of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that area of the Kodesh HaKadoshim belongs to Binyamin. So we see that the question of where does Yerushalayim fit into all of this? Where does Yerushalayim fit into all of this? There's the way of Yehuda, which is Bifahesia. Kilo, there wouldn't be any walls of Yerushalayim. The light of Yerushalayim is Kimitziyon Teitzei Sarah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, to spread out to the entire world. On the other hand, the Binyamin, of course, is from the world of Yosef HaTzadik. Binyamin HaTzadik is, these are the children of Rachel, and Binyamin is the world of Yosef HaTzadik, and therefore the way of Binyamin is the Hanhag of Yerushalayim remaining very much behind its walls, and the Mikdash remaining very much protected by the walls of Yerushalayim, of Kisivne Chaymeis Yerushalayim, to repair and to build the walls of Yerushalayim. So in that capital, remember that David HaMelech is an enikel of Yehuda. David HaMelech is from Yehuda. And David HaMelech is the koach of Mashiach ben David. That's David HaMelech. And therefore, when David HaMelech speaks in that chapter in Mem Ches about Kihine HaMelechim Nayadu Ovru Yachtov, the encounter of Ayigash Elov Yehuda, Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef, so there in Tehillim it says, Yifei Noif Mesois Kol Haaretz, Yismach Har Tzion, Togelna Benois Yehuda. Yismach Har Tzion, Hart Sion, Sion is the Gematria Yosef. Yismach Hart Sion. Sion means when something is separated. Like you have a Tzion, a grave, it's called a Tzion. When you want to say somebody is very distinguished and different, you say Mitzuyan, right? So Yismach Hart Sion. David HaMelech is saying we need both. Yismach Hart Sion, V'togelna B'nois Yehuda. Yismach Hart Sion. Somehow the secret is to somehow preserve the inner world of Yismach Hart Sion. Kedushas Yerushalayim behind the walls, Yismach Har Tzion, but not at the expense of being able to move out into the world. V'togelna b'nois Yehuda. That's why it says Kasher Shamanu Kain Ra'inu in that capital. Kasher Shamanu Kain Ra'inu Beir Hashem Tzavokos Beir Elokeinu. I think that what the rem is over here is, Kasher Shamanu, it's not enough Kasher Shamanu, there has to be Kain Re'inu. Shmiya and Re'iya, also the two worlds of Shmiya and Re'iya, with Yosef and Yehuda, we don't have time to go into that right now. But Kasher Shamanu, Kain Re'inu, that Yerushalayim has to have both of those. Now, we're in the month of Teves, and in the week of the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th of Teves. It's a very remarkable week. Ches, Tes, and Yud. Next week, Ches, Tes, and Yud of Teves. The Tur in Tav Kuf Pei, the Magen Avraham brings down a Shulchan Aruch also, is that on the 8th of Teves, the 8th day of Teves, is the Maaseh of Talmei HaMelech, when the Torah was translated into Greek, which brought terrible darkness into the world. We had to translate the Torah into Greek. The ninth day of Teves, Tes Teves. What's Tes Teves? No, who knows? What's the ninth of Teves? What happened on the ninth of Teves? Huh? It's the yard site of Ezra HaSeifer. It's the yard site that's when Ezra was Nifta. It's Ezra's yard site. And Asar B'Tevis, of course, Somach Melech Bavel al Yerushalayim, was the siege of Yerushalayim. Ches, Tes, and Asar B'Tevis, this did not happen the same year, but it's the same Tkuf. Not the same year. It's the same Tkufa through the eyes of Chazal, but not the same year. Ches, Tes, and Yud. What it's all about is the outside coming inside. And to what degree do we have to prevent the outside from coming inside? And how far are we allowed to move outside? That's what it's all about. Tkufas Teves, which according to the Zohar Kodesh, Teves is the time of Esav. It's a Koich of Esav, a very strong Koich of Esav. That's why now comes the Chag, the Avodah Zarah during this time of Teves. Tkufas Teves, it's a very scary and dangerous time. Tkufas Teves. What's the inyan of Ches, Tes, and Yud, the common denominator? So, obviously, the translation of the Torah to Yevanis meant that there was a wall that was broken down. The Torah Hashem, which until that time was very much the rechush of Am Yisrael. I'm not going into the whole inyan of what happened by the translation of the Torah in Sefer Devarim. That's an interesting discussion. That's not for now, but historically, until this point, the Torah was very much a personal matter between us and the Borei Olam. That's what the Torah was. The Torah being translated into Greek left the Torah open to the world, meaning left it open to misinterpretation. It left it open to the outside. On some level, you could say, well, now the Torah has placed me Pesach Beis on Yibachutz, and now the world will have access to the Torah. But of course, that's at a great expense, and it's very, very dangerous to translate the Torah into another language, to take it outside of our world. Ezra HaSofer, with the Maharal and the other Sfarim explained, the Inyan of Ezra HaSofer is, Ezra HaSofer was the one who restored Ksav Ashuris, or revealed Ksav Ashuris. That means that script of Ksav Ashuris, which contains the Tagin, the mysteries of all the mysteries of Pnimius HaTorah and the Oisis of Ksav Ashuris, not in Ksav Ivris. Again, you have to go into the Sugi and the Gemara and Sanhedrin, what happened with Ksav Ivris and Ksav Ashuris, and the Gemara and Sanhedrin is not for now. But the Inyan of Ezra Sefer, the Maral explains, and the Chassam Sefer talks a lot about in his drashes, that the Inyan of the Torah in Ksav Ashuris means an effort to retain Kedushas HaTorah, that even though the Torah is something which is exposed to the world, the Ksav Ashuris preserves the Pnimius, because the Soidei HaTorah, the secrets of Torah, are contained within the letters and the Tagin, the crowns of the Isis. So Ezra is from that world that's called Yismuchu HaShemayim. Ezra's Avaida was to fix, to repair the walls of Yerushalayim, to build the Beis HaMikdash, to repair. And Ksav Ashuris, which means, again, that inner, hidden, mysterious, intimate world that's called Mekadeshim Shemayim B'tzinna B'seisa. That's the Inyan of Ezra Sofer. So look what happened. Ches Teves, the Torah was translated into Greek. It was no longer something which was hidden within our home. It became part of the world. Pesach Beisum B'chutz. Ezra Sofer died on the 9th of Teves. That tzaddik, whose entire life was dedicated to building the wall of Yerushalayim, to separate us from the world. Ksav Ashuris, that contains Pnimius, all the secrets of Torah, the Pnimius of Torah, that even if the Torah is known to the world, ultimately it's a secret to the world because of Ksav Ashuris. And then finally, of course, Anasar B'Teves, Somach Melech Bovel al Yerushalayim. Anasar B'Teves, of course, means the siege of Yerushalayim. It means that Yerushalayim would be surrounded and ultimately the wall of Yerushalayim would be breached, and the outside world would break into the world of Yerushalayim. So it's one sugya, the sugya of inside-outside, the sugya of mibifnim mibachutz, b'shas ha-sakana menicha al-shulchanoi v'dayoi. But this is the inyan that was violated. This time of Teves is when the inner world of Am Yisrael is being violated by the outside world, by Teves, by Tkufas Teves, by Esav, by the Tumah of Santa and his little elves, whatever he's got out there, and the tumah of Osa Ha'ish, the tumah of Nitl, the tumah of the outside world is threatening to infiltrate into the walls of Yerushalayim, and we have to strengthen the wall of Yerushalayim. But ultimately the tachlis is that once we have rebuilt the walls of Yerushalayim, And Akash Baruch is Makabes Nidchi Yisrael. And we have the Malchus Beis David is repaired, is restored. The ultimate tachlis, of course, is Yismuchu HaShemayim, and then we're able to move forward with Rissog Yal Ha'aretz. The same way with the individual person. In order for you to be able to be Mashpia on the outside, in order for you to have Talmidim, in order for you to change the world, you first have to have very strong walls of Yerushalayim. You have to live very, very much in that world of Yerushalayim. You have to be a person who knows how to turn your eyes away from the world. B'nai Mikdash L'Yetze. If you're somebody that's totally caught up in the world, then you're not only are you not going to be mashpia on the world is going to be mashpia upon you. You're going to be infected by the world. Instead of affecting the world, you're going to be infected by the world. It's a very delicate balance, that world of Yismuchu HaShemayim, the Sogel HaAretz, to be able to have both of those. There's a story that they say about the Chassidim. It wasn't Rav Meryl Primishlana. Sadik was it? Yeah. There's a Pirsh Rimanov. There's a Maisa like this, that Rav Chaskel Shinova used to make sure that the Shabbos candles were lit very early. He used to light very early. Friday, his wife would light very early. One time on Erev Shabbos, the Chassidim were there, and the Rebbetzin lit the candles, and the windows were open. There was a very strong wind that was coming from outside, and the candles were going to blow out. And Reb Chaskel Shinover, that's the son of the Devi Chaim, told one of the Chassidim to close the windows because the candle was so. The chassid was a little bit, I guess, of a wise guy. Those are some of the best stories. So this chassid said, Rabbi, what about Rabbi Shlomanov? So Chaskel Shinover said, I know what you're thinking, but that's not for now. What was he saying? It was Yidua that by Rabbi Shlomanov, that he used to also light the candles very early. That's not important for the story, but he also had such an Indian to light the candles early. And they say that by Rabbi Shimonov, when the windows were wide open, and it once happened also that there was a wind that was blowing, and Rabbi Shimonov just closed his eyes and he said something, and the candles were fine and they weren't affected by the wind. So this chassid was saying to Rabbi Chaskel Shinov, so Rabbi like. Can't you do what Rabbi Shimonov did? Like, you know, that was a pretty cool thing. Maybe you could do that too. So Chaskel Shinov said, just close the windows. That's what he said. He said, first of all, I'm not Rabbi Shimonov. That's Aleph. And Beis, he said, Rabbi Shimonov somehow knew. Even while the winds from the outside were blowing, Rabbi Shimonov somehow knew a way, a skula, of preventing those winds from coming in. He says, I don't know how to do that anymore. The time that we're living in now, he says, the avodah of a Jew is to close the windows and to put your hands to guard the flame. That's all we can do. We have to try as hard as possible to guard the flame because the winds outside are so strong, they're so powerful. That's the time that we're living in. We have to work very, very hard with ourselves and with our families to protect the flame. To make sure to guard the candle from not chalila being extinguished. When a person is working in that very, very hard, he's very serious about that avaida, so then he's able to go outside the house and he's able to blow the winds of Kedusha to the outside, to change the outside, to be mashpia and others. But if a person is very much caught up in the winds of the outside world, it's unlikely that he's going to change anything on the outside. It's more likely that he's going to be swept along with what's going on outside. Now that's a cheshbon and nefesh that each person has to make in his own. You know, when he decides what to do with his life. Benkach, we're going to be on the outside. So if a person decides not to be in Klei Kodesh and he decides instead he's going to be a lawyer and accountant, so he's going to be in, he's not going to be sitting with Jews all day, teaching Torah. He's going to be sitting in an office someplace, and he's exposed even more to the winds of the outside. But this is the This is the balance that one has to find. And a Yireh Shammai has to always keep this in mind. Min HaMikdash LeYetzeh. The Ma'ar Mekomis that you have on the page, if you could hold on to them, we're going to just see a little bit in the Shlach HaKadosh. And Rav Kook and Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap will talk about this. And then Mir Hashem, we're going to go into a little bit more Lemaisa in terms of how to try to find this balance. Kishkaya.